Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Well, musicals downtown, but I headed out to the suburbs and saw a brand new play. Did you see Bella Poynton's Girl in the Washroom?
I absolutely did. Opening night, very fine production, and I was quite pleased. It's a joint production of both First Look in residence out there at Canterbury Woods and also Buffalo United Artists, which is our forefront LGBTQ house in Buffalo. So good for them.
Fascinating play. Two acts set in the same hotel room 60 years apart. In the first scene, two women come stumbling in, finding refuge in the hotel room. One of them is a socialite, drunk out of her mind, and they have clearly had a violent incident. She's covered in blood, and they have a remarkable interaction. The year is 1965. Don't want to do too many spoilers. Let me just mention that Daisy Nash, the socialite, thinks she hears a woman crying, shouting out in the washroom. 60 years later, a couple of podcasters, two women, come in with their cameras and their microphones to find the ghost of Daisy Nash, who has died in this exact hotel room 60 years before, and that's the play.
And it had some fine ghost elements. I have to admit, I jumped out of my seat at one point, so...
The little Carrie moment, yeah.
Yeah, it was a moment.
Highly satisfying play.
Can I just give a quick shout out to Kay Johnson, costume design and wigs. We haven't really mentioned it, but both then and now are played by the same people.
Right.
And when Stephanie Warnick first appears, I wasn't quite sure it was really Stephanie. The wig was wonderful. And when the two actors reappear again, it's like, wow, nice job.
Right. Paige Cummings, you know, she came out of, for me, nowhere. I'm sure she had a complete life, but she did Boeing Boeing at the Kenyon Center. Then she did The Cottage, replacing a last-minute replacement. And here she is again. Checked my program. It's like a completely different person. She's amazing. I love her. Anyway, the play is called The Girl in the Washroom. It's up at Canterbury Woods. So, Come From Away, we loved that. A long-last musical fair arriving downtown at Shea 710, Maine. Full house opening night, gorgeous production.
Oh, just huge outpouring of love from the audience when Randy Kramer of Musical Fair said, "Welcome to our new home." And the place just exploded. Everyone's so happy.
He also acknowledged it had been a very circuitous route, which it certainly has.
I thought that was very political on his part.
Sorry, Amherst, you certainly misgauged that. But at any rate, it's going great down there. And Michelle Marie Roberts as the pilot, woo.
Oh, you too?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I am just in awe of her generally, but this was over the top. She is so good, so good.
As is everyone. It is, I think I described it as a Mount Rushmore of musical theater talent in Buffalo. Just very, very good.
And I'd seen it twice before, but I rather liked the set this time around. They have a structure behind, and they still do a lot of playing with the chairs to create different scenes, but it was refreshingly different.
Musical fair down at Shea's 710. And then I saw You're in Town, which you have not seen yet, right?
I have not. I opted to go over to the Buffalo Philharmonic instead, but I'm going to get to it soon.
What show are they doing? Just kidding. So You're in Town at Second Generation, first-rate production. We could talk about it next week, but I was highly satisfied with Sean Ryan as Bobby Strong. Just perfect for that kind of role. But the one that surprised me, the performer with whom I was less familiar, who just nailed it, Penelope Sergi as Hope Cladwell. Wow, just sort of this 1930s ingenue-turned-heroine type thing, you know, who is she, Lucille Ball, Jean Arthur, just memorable performance and certainly not shy to do broad comedy. She's just terrific. Charmaine Chi as Penelope Pennywise and Mark Sacco as Officer Lockstock. God, that guy can make me laugh. Just, it's a parody of these 1930s agitprop musicals, and it's about a town where you have to pay to pee. That's it.
Well, I think that's their tagline. You have to pay to pee. A good political drama. Not the only one in town. We're going to get over to Conscience at Jewish Repertory Theater. So there's something in the zeitgeist. People want plays with a little political muscle to them.
Well, theater goers do, yeah.
At least, yeah. You're telling me about the cast of You're in Town and looking at the cast to Come From Away, so you might think, well, all the actors in Buffalo are all used up. But then, of course, for The Girl in the Washroom, you mentioned Paige Cummings, who's new to us, and it's already been in three wonderful shows. And from You're in Town,
Penelope Sergi.
Yeah, So, I mean, this is great news for Buffalo Theater.
Well, you know, it reminds me of when you watch British television and you see Midsummer Murders or whatever, you know, whatever, right. and you realize you watch all these British shows, it's the same cast in right. all of the shows in all of Britain. And you realize, well, the world of television in Britain is one great acting ensemble. And I think Buffalo is like that, too. Over the past few decades, we have cultivated some first-rate musical theater people. And so you can populate these shows. I think that that's what Drew Farnarola figured out when he does Starring Buffalo, that he can pair them with Broadway people, and they can hold their own. It's pretty reliable, the musical theater of Buffalo at the moment. It's quite thrilling. But for straight plays, Girl in the Washroom by Bella Poynton, Marvelous up at Canterbury Woods, and Oak, which just opened at Alleyway Theater, which I want to give some more attention to next week, but this is the three kids in the swamp with the monster thing.
And the shotgun.
Oh, and the shotgun. We'll talk about that next week. And Conscience up at Jewish Repertory Theater. We'll talk about them next week. Before we go, I just want to acknowledge the passing of a great Buffalo comic actor, Christopher Standart. 10 Artie nominations, no win. Susan Lucci of Buffalo, but first-rate comic actor. A lot of his work with BUA, so a lot of it done in a wig. And I guess the crowning achievement was him playing Truman Capote in True for BUA. One of my mother's favorite actors in all of Buffalo. Just so funny. We bid him farewell at the age of 59.
Well, for our family, he'll always be Betty Davis from Betty and Joan, The Final Showdown.
Opposite Jimmy Janowski, they also did Alley of the Dolls, not to be confused with Valley of the Dolls.
Not at all.
The Birds Attack, so many roles. Farewell to Christopher Standart. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.